Former Alaska Governor Wally Hickel was buried today in a downtown Anchorage cemetery after a funeral that brought together Alaskans of all sorts. APRN's Steve Heimel has this report.
It was not a somber crowd. In fact, they were high-spirited, seemingly glad to see one another. And they were all there. The former governors, the congressional delegation, the large Hickel family, the close aides, developers from overseas, and a crowd of friends and foes from 70 years of political life going back to the statehood campaign. They filled the Catholic cathedral and stood along the walls, and they overflowed into a building next door, paying their last respects to a man who was twice governor, interior secretary, builder, and founder of civic and policy organizations. There were 24 years between Hickel's terms as governor. His outsider bid in 1990 was a surprise success. He had to put a team together quickly to run the government, and one person he turned to was Fairbanks lawyer Charlie Cole to be attorney general. Cole says instead of the hard-boiled businessman he expected to be working for, he found Hickel to be a person basically in love with Alaska.
He truly and deeply loved the state of Alaska. He loved its land. He loved its people. He loved its culture. And he loved its environment. And I miss him.
University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer said Hickel was able to listen to those he disagreed with and decide what was truly in the best interest of the state. She cited a time when she was in the legislature pushing a bill she was afraid he would veto.
I'd introduced a bill requiring that insurance companies cover mammograms. The insurance industry was opposed to it. They asked Wally Hickel to veto my bill. I asked for, and he gave me, a chance to go into his office and talk to him about how it would save lives and save money. And he changed his mind, and he didn't veto the bill.
She said if Wally Hickel is still fighting for us in heaven, she hopes he will send us politicians who are statesmen. Ted Stevens and Hickel were statehood boosters together. When Senator Bob Bartlett died suddenly in 1968, Hickel appointed Stevens to replace him, starting the longest term ever served by a Republican in that body.
But I've got to tell you, there's no question about it that the time that we worked together when he was governor, when he was Secretary of Interior, and when I was in there in the Senate, when he was really still boosting Alaska, were some of the greatest days of my life.
As President Richard Nixon's Interior Secretary, Hickel found himself becoming an environmentalist. He protected whales, and when an oil rig exploded in the ocean off the coast of Santa Barbara, he cracked down on the oil industry. He disagreed with Nixon over the issue of the Vietnam War and the bombing of Cambodia, and Nixon fired him over it. Before he became governor for the second time, Hickel actively invested in getting a natural gas pipeline built to Valdez, an idea he pushed along with former Governor Bill Egan. Former Hickel aide Jeff Lowenfels, who later became president of their Yukon Pacific Corporation, had a telling anecdote about being in Houston for talks with oil company executives and deciding to go out for the afternoon.
We were wearing our suits and our ties, and we walked into this movie theater in Houston with, you know, people wearing regular clothing, and they were staring at us the whole time. I had no idea what the movie was. It turned out to be The Killing Fields. Not a particularly happy movie, and certainly not one that Governor Hickel was expecting to see. And after the movie was over, everybody got up. Wally Hickel was sitting there saying, "I told Nixon not to do that," with tears running down his face.
At the reception, Hickel, quotes, abounded, builded or I will to the oil companies. "I have an idea. Why war? Why not big projects?" And of course, the little man inside he often spoke of who guided him. His close friend Max Huddle says he's sure Hickel now truly knows who the little man is. There will likely not be another time when a crowd like that at Wally Hickel's funeral comes together again. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.